I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Robert Zimmerman. He's president of the Santa Fe Master Gardeners Association. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thanks to be on the show.
It's great to have you on the show. And every year we talk about Master Gardeners, although we don't. Do we talk about them at times when it's cold and the gardens, this is not garden time of year,
right,
but I guess
right.
It's the time when gardeners think about the next year.
Well, this is when we have to start planning. The catalogs are coming in. We start dreaming about gardening for next year. And we begin to set up our classes for the Master Gardener program.
And so you've got classes coming up in the spring semester?
That's right. They start in February and they run through May.
And so what kind of things are you teaching?
Well, it's a real comprehensive course. It's taught by NMSU professors and local experts, and we go through all kinds of things, basic botany, soils, water, pests, composting, water harvesting, the whole range of topics to help people learn how to garden here in Santa Fe.
And so if you go through that course, are you then a master gardener?
Well, what that is you become an intern. And the whole idea is once you've taken the class and become, you pass, then you do community service. All members do a 30-hour community service. So that's really the crux of the whole organization, and because our outreach to the community. So we do different projects around town, and so after you take the class and you do 30 hours, then you become the master gardener.
Now, is master gardening equally food and flowers?
It's landscaping, hardscaping, water harvesting. We have our tomato lady, Janine, who comes and gives us a great class.
I think she was on the show.
Yeah,
once.
Right.
She grows these amazing tomatoes.
Yeah, and big pumpkins.
Giant,
and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll talk about tips on growing vegetables. And so we have other people talk about shrubs and perennials. So it's a real wide range. Whatever your interests are, you really get a good basic knowledge of gardening here. And boy, you need it, because this is a difficult place to garden.
It's a tough place to garden. What about greenhouses? Do people talk about indoor and winter gardening?
There's a little bit of that, and we'd like to do more things of cold frames and how to extend your season. I think that's one of the things we're going to add to the curriculum.
So that's because that's an important thing that people are thinking about more and more when we think about food security.
Sure.
And economic apocalypse.
Right, and food saving too. And what do you do with all that produce that you grow? How do you keep it? Can you can it, dry it? How do you store it? And a lot of things can be kept right in the garden and pulled up as long as you keep a lot of mulch on it. That'll stay, like carrots. And we'll be in the garden and you can just run out and scrape the straw off of the snow and pull out some carrots or onions.
Even a month after they're ready?
Right, right. Even now, you can go out. My kale and chard is still growing. I just throw a lot of straw on it and put a sheet over it, and it'll get through this cold weather for a while, maybe into January.
Very interesting. So how did you become a master gardener?
Well, what happened is that when I moved here about 6 years ago, and I was living in the Midwest, and I realized real quickly that this is, we're not in Ohio anymore, and it was really difficult. And I looked around and I thought, I don't understand this at all. And so I was able to get in on a class the first year when I got here, and it was really helpful because you learn from the experts who've been through it all and all the little tricks of growing here. And so it really paid off, and I really encourage everybody to, if they're serious about gardening and also serious about wanting to share that knowledge with others, to take the class.
Now, what about people, I think I would include myself in this category, who are just black thumbs?
Yeah.
Meaning, everything they try outdoors dies a quick or sad death.
Well, there's all kinds of ways. You also learn that there's hope for you. And you may decide, that all you want to do is container garden. You can start out with that. There's lots of ways to set up small containers and small raised beds, so you don't have to bite off a whole side of your house. Yeah, 2 acres and start trying to garden that. You can just do a little bit and go from there. And I'd suggest that's a good way, too. Just, you know, try a few things. I've learned to grow tomatoes in containers now. Janine showed me how to do that. And I had the best year this year because you have more control over it. You can create a good soil. I had wonderful tomatoes.
Do you teach people how to garden without using pesticides or?
Right. And one of the big things, we're not strictly totally organic, but we do encourage as much of that as possible. And in fact, most of us are really. And we don't use the pesticides. Good soap and water really helps, and does a lot of good. And companion planting, and just simply watching your crops and your vegetables and picking off the bugs and things like that. So we really stress that, and it works.
Of course, the other big part of any gardening in the Southwest is best uses of water and most judicious and careful uses of water.
Right. And then we have a whole class on water harvesting and drip irrigation. We have a number of signature gardens around town that we not only maintain, but we offer classes at. The Audubon Gardens, El Zaguan, the Cornell Rose Garden. And we give classes there to the public. And we also set up drip systems, and we do drip system classes so people can learn how to do that. That's how I learned my first year here. And the drip system is really the way to go. And you can start out small. It waters very economically and is the best for the plants overall.
Robert Zimmerman is president of the Santa Fe Master Gardeners Association, which is found on the web at sfmga.org. SFMGA obviously stands for Santa Fe Master Gardeners Association. And if people would like more information, they can also call 471-4711. Anything else before we go?
No, I think that's it. And I'd encourage everybody, if they're interested in gardening, to take the class and sign up. The applications are online now, and they're due at the end of December. So,
excellent. If you say I have a black thumb, will you be rejected?
Absolutely not. In fact, we love black thumbs, and someday when you have some free time, you should take the class.
That would be great. Sounds like a good idea.
And we also offer courses, the class in the morning for people who have that flexibility, but we also offer evening classes for people who work. There are two schedules. So
excellent.
We try to be as flexible as possible on that.
Wonderful. Well, Robert, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.